Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in!
You're tuned to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army Wives. Our life, our family, our soldier.
Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army Wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more.
Now reporting for duty, your host, the AWN Core Team.
Well, hello out there, Army families, and welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio. We are the internet podcast designed specifically for you by the Army Wife Network Core Team. We've been around for, working on 9 years now. That's crazy. This is show 482, and tonight I get to hang out with you. I'm your host, Tara Crooks. Do I not have Paula with me? Oh, man, I'm telling you what. Paula, you are unmuted, my love, so can you hang up and call us back? Maybe she'll be right back. We had problems today earlier, Paula and I did, with our phone conversation, so hope it's not something funky going on with my phone. But Paula will be back here with us in just a minute, I hope. There's always a party going on here at Army Wife Network, and tonight is no exception. If you're listening to our show live right now, of course, you're over at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR, and you're listening in. We also have a Twitter party that goes on every Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. And in that Twitter chat, we basically cover everything on the show. We chat, we talk about life, we talk about all kinds of stuff. So you should follow along. It's hashtag ArmyWife to follow. The best way to do it, at least I think it's the best way, and the team pretty much would agree, is to use TweetChat. If you've never heard of it, it's tweetchat.com. You log in using your Twitter ID, and then you follow hashtag ArmyWife, and so everything shows up kind of like you're chatting with your friends. So you'll get to, it's done via Twitter, which is really cool. We welcome you to come over and hang with us and tweet chat. In addition to that, we have prizes for you. So if you like to drink coffee or want a Starbucks gift card, maybe you should not miss out on that. You can also follow us over at Twitter, of course, if you just want to follow the hashtag itself or just want to make sure that you are connected with Army Wife Network and our team. And that's twitter.com/ArmyWifeNetwork. And up at the top, you will see every single one of our core team members' handles personally, so you can follow each one of us personally. Let's see if this works. Paula, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay! Yeah, you are. Live and unmuted on my end, but for some reason we weren't hearing you. Hey, when
well, I heard you unmute me.
Oh, well, see, then at least I have proof. Then they're like, yeah, sure you did.
I mean, I understand. There are some times when you want to mute me, but, you know.
Don't you wish that life had a mute button sometimes? Well, so I was just telling our listeners that you were going to come back and you were going to hang out with us. I didn't tell them the date. Surely they know, but if not. It's July 28th. It's Monday.
That's right.
Monday night.
And I'm your co-host, Paula Swanson. So glad you're here to hang with us.
Yeah, and I'm glad that we can finally hear you. So anyway, I was telling them, follow the chat and all that jazz. So we are to that point in our lives right now.
All right. From there. Well, tonight's show is brought to you by the AWN Core Team. And we love interacting and hearing from you, so the fans and our friends. You can follow us each individually on Twitter, or you make sure, though, that you follow Army Wife Network, too. But you can either find our handles on our webpage or on the Facebook page or even in Twitter chat here, the tweet chat. There'll be the links there as well. So we'd love to have you follow us and interact with us because we like to do that.
Absolutely, we do. And I just think TweetChat's the neatest thing. I was hoping to get an email from them. They were going to do a feature on us. They got us via Twitter and said, hey, we'd like to do a feature on you guys. And I was like, well, yeah, I'll do that.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That would be cool, huh? I think so, at
Absolutely.
Least. Yeah, so we have a lot of followers out there. A lot of them just follow, I think, sometimes because they want to know what kind of craziness I know I'm up to over on my personal. But I know you've gotten a lot of followers recently on your personal.
Yeah,
Twitter
I have.
Well.
And the cool thing, too, is if you follow Instagram, you will see that we have Core Team Tuesdays, and you can kind of get to know each team member a little bit more
You can be stalkered, only it's legal.
Yeah.
We have legalized stalking.
Right.
That's right, at AWN. Yes. Legalized stalking at AWN.
And you can kind of learn a little bit more. Yeah, you can kind of learn a little bit more about us and our craziness and that sort of thing. But, yeah, so it's a lot of fun.
For sure. So yeah, there's a lot of mobile things
weird
going
ones.
On.
I get some weird ones, though, following me.
Great, great. You think that's because
you know
things
why?
You tweet or what?
No, you know why? It's because my handle on Twitter is Army DS Wife, like Drill Sergeant Wife.
Yes.
And, yeah, well, sometimes if they do a search for DS, it kind of comes up with something different.
Oh, I think I'm going to need education behind the scenes.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Everybody else was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, so.
Nice, I just saw on Facebook where you posted a picture of your dinner. I wish my dinner looked like that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I did that in less than 30 minutes.
Rock yeah, okay, on. So you'll be cooking for me next Monday.
Yeah,
all right, so
you.
Tonight, speaking of digital stuff, you know, this is such a hot topic, you guys. We're going to talk about keeping our kids safe in a digital mm-hmm. age. And I'm going to go, since my kids don't listen to this show, at least I don't think they do, I'll just preface it with this. So the other day, my little girl, her friend is over here, and we get in the car, and they are talking to their phone, and I was like, what are you guys doing? She's like, say hi. And I said, say hi to who? Oh, I don't know. We have 4 viewers that are watching us right now. And I'm like, excuse me?
What?
Exactly, right? I look back at Renna. I was like, uh-uh. And she knows,
that?
I mean, it wasn't on her phone, but she knows better because she knows that I am like, no, you're not having a Twitter account. No, you're not doing this. No, you're not doing that. You know, I've given her the whole don't take pictures outside that might show your address. Don't do that. I mean, we've been through all this stuff, right? So, mm-hmm. Anyhow, I looked at her like, I don't think so. And I was like, you know what? I think you guys need to turn that off right now. But we've got 4 viewers, Miss Tara. And I was like, do you guys even know who's viewing you?
Oh,
no.
My gosh,
we're not doing anything.
This?
We're just hanging out. It's called, it wasn't like YouTube. It was You Now or something like that. And, yeah, and they were just live broadcasting, which would be, I mean, I'm all about broadcasting. Don't get me wrong. Obviously, I am because we do a radio show. But I don't think that, you know, a teenager needs to be live broadcasting from their room. No telling what they're doing. So, yeah, I was like, I don't think this is a good idea. So, anyway, we are going to talk with Bob Lauder tonight. He is from MyMobileWatchdog.com. And he's going to talk to us about internet safety, kids safe in a digital age, which really includes more than just online or internet stuff, you know, apps. I mean, of course, it's all related to online, but all kinds of stuff there. So you can go check him out at mymobilewatchdog.com, mymobilewatchdog.com, twitter.com/mmwatchdog, facebook.com/mymobilewatchdog, and then they also have a YouTube channel, so you can go look up that. Go search for it. It's a long link, but go search for that. We've also got the Health Minute for you tonight. But before we get to that, we have our catching up to do. I do want to say that we have no Janet and we have no Emily tonight, and I am beside myself. I really am tired of them being on vacation, and I want them to come back. So they're not going to hear me because they don't listen. They won't be listening because they're not here, obviously. Maybe they'll listen later.
You're just left with the riffraff. I mean, you know.
How sad I was. That's not true.
Yeah.
I just miss them. You know, they Emily brings so much personality to every day, you know. There's always something going on when Emily's around. She's like her own little personal party. So, you know, whenever she's gone, there's a lot of chat missing, you know. And I've had to kind of learn how to be the chatty one again, which I'm not used to. I'm used to being the barkerer of orders, which when you don't have her to buffer you, makes you sound like a real meanie.
Anyhow,
so this week, what did you do this week? I haven't talked to you. Well, did I talk to you last?
No.
Yeah, were you here last week? We were, weren't we? I don't know.
No.
I was here last week. Who was I here with? Janet? I don't remember.
No.
Been a week. I've slept since then. Okay, so Chloe, I had a weekend. I worked all week, Monday through Thursday, and I buckled down so that I could take Friday off. And I really did take Friday off. I was very proud of myself all day long. And we went to the Gaylord Texan, and we had Chloe's birthday weekend. And we stayed the night in a suite, which was very nice, with an indoor, it looked over the inside of the Gaylord Texan. We took them shopping, and Kevin took the day off, which was very nice. Doesn't happen often. And we stayed the night there. We went out to dinner. And I have to tell you what happened at dinner. We were out at this place here, and well, it's 30 minutes from here in Grapevine, okay? And we were out to dinner. It's where she picked she wanted to go. It's a little pizza place, which is hilarious because it's like gourmet pizza, and the fact that my kids like it when they only eat like four things is amazing. But we go out, and we had the best service, and we just absolutely loved it. We had our pizza. They let us bring the cookie cake in and everything. And we're getting ready to leave, and he takes our bill, and he comes back, and he had taken my credit card, which obviously is military affiliated. And he came back and he said to Kevin, he said, you know, are you in the Navy? Okay, here's my admission. I have a Navy federal card.
I dare say, are you getting ready to confess?
Well, no, it's just that when I said that, I was like, your card's not USAA. We don't even know you anymore. And I was like, you know what? We're not going to go down that road. But basically, Navy Federal has small business checking. And so I am a huge USAA fan and supporter. And obviously, my accounts are there. Majority of my stuff is there. But I do have a Navy Federal account. So I said, you know, so he took the thing, and Kevin, and he said, are you in the Navy? And he goes, well, no. And then you get to see this guy, like, almost turn white because he was like, oh, crap. Well, I thought you were in the Navy, so I gave you a military discount. And I said, well, we're not in the Navy, but we are in the Army. And we proceeded to explain. And so then he got a little color back in him. And I thought, well, what's that such a big deal? Because what did he give us, like 10% or whatever? He gave us half.
Oh, my gosh.
It was
really?
50% off. Yes. And so I said, Kev, because after we left, I was like, that was half. Like, he gave us half. And it was such good service anyway, and we had such a good time. Like, we never would have asked for any of that, but it was very, very nice. And so we left him a nice tip, and we made sure that to let him know how special we felt and that that was very nice. So things like that, definitely not expected, but really appreciated it. So that was really great. And then that's about it. Well, while we were there, you know, these we got that round of cooler temperatures, that polar vortex that everybody got. And then it came back with a vengeance, and we had, like, the hottest day. Yesterday was and the day before, both, two of the hottest days in years here. But tonight, this new cold front's coming through, and next week is all in the upper or the upper 80s, lower 90s in Texas.
Oh, nice.
In August.
Wow. Yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, we've had crazy weather here, too, though. The last couple of days here in Nashville were just blazing hot too, so we're
getting
it too.
And then it's going to get cool again.
And then it's going to get cool again, and yeah, so it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, and of course we picked the one hot day. Well, what was great was we were at the water park one of those 2 days, right? Which was great. And then the next day, and something I was going to tell you guys that doesn't happen on military installations all the time, but here in this neighborhood, they have this Facebook group, online Facebook group, where they sell things like classifieds, but for this neighborhood. And our neighborhood is huge. It's actually has its own little sub-neighborhoods. But anyhow, everybody gets on there. And there's some people that have got quite a bit of money over near the golf course over here, right, and stuff. So you can find some pretty decent stuff. And we sold our playset on this group that we'd had for many years as a rainbow playset. And they came and took it down on Sunday to move to the new house, its new home, which was a very good thing for us. We were very happy to see it go. And they got a new home with kids that love it, and our kids are kind of done with it because they're a little bit older, and Chloe's deathly afraid of bugs. So, and it's in the yard, you know, where bugs live. Anyhow, this website is so cool. I'm telling you that you can, like, figure out how to trade all kinds of stuff. Like, you need a kitchen table, but they need a couch. You go for it. You could outfit your whole house if you didn't already have it outfitted. It was pretty neat. But that's what we did on our hottest days of the summer.
Well, sounds like you guys
water
are busy.
Take down play. We were. And by last night when I sat down, I told Kev, I'm exhausted. And he was like, and I started to count how many times I sat down yesterday, and I decided that it was like 3. I think the last time I sat down was like at, 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. So it was a crazy day. But we got everything done, which was awesome.
Well, that's good. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun, and we got a lot done. But you've got a really exciting announcement. I don't want to take up all the time.
Yeah. So by the end of the week, definitely by weekend, I will be welcoming my second grandson.
Yay.
He will be here. Yes, little Lucas Miles Tucherone will be born. And my daughter, if she doesn't go beforehand, she will definitely be induced very, very early Friday morning. Like, you know, she has to be at the hospital at like midnight, 12:01 Friday morning. So
yeah.
Little Lucas will be making his appearance. And so everybody's very excited about that. And so it'll be interesting. It'll be fun. And Landon is very, my first grandson is very excited about being the big brother. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's our big news. I mean, that's that pretty much takes up the whole, you know, that's all it's about this week.
That is big news.
Yeah, it is. We're excited. We're really excited about it. So, yep. So, Granna will have
so
a second
grandson. So now you
already
know how you're going to celebrate your weekend.
Yeah, I do. I do. So
that
it'll be
exciting.
Fun. Yep, that's
all.
All
right.
News.
Well, that is the biggest news. You didn't need that much time, but it was huge news.
Nope.
So I'm glad. All right. So let's get to what's going on around here in our little house. I just love this commercial every week. I just can't wait to press it. Here's your grandma commercial.
Oh God.
Army wives, it's not your grandma's army anymore.
The military in this day and age plays a whole different tune. Army Wife Network is listening. We are interactive empowerment for Army Wives, a network of Army Wives band together by the power of social media. Army Wives supporting each other by utilizing the array of resources available from military and civilian-led support systems. Here's what's going on at Army Wife Network this week.
At ease and check it out.
All righty, so Dad ditches the beach, takes his family on a U.S. chore trip. The Merced family went on a cross-country trek to teach their kids the importance of hard work and money management, and they documented that on USAtoday.com. So what would you do if your parents had told you, hey, we're just going to go on a trip full of chores and learn hard work and money management? Would you like that?
Yeah, but
vacation?
I think it was a great, great idea, though.
Did you get a chance to watch the video? Yes, I did. I'm just saying, what would you do? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes, but it was a very good idea. Very good idea. Yeah, help plan your next vacation. But you know what? I'm sure those kids learned something. Sure of it.
Oh, yeah. But that, I mean, that, honestly, it sounded like a lot of fun. I'm sure that they weren't on board with it at the beginning.
They weren't.
But I think as they went along and as they experienced things, it definitely helped. I mean, it was a great story. I thought, wow, you know, that's a great parent right there to kind of incorporate that. So I was like, yeah, kudos, Dad. So very good. But over on AWN, what was hot this week, and I tell you what, we are so very fortunate to have our editor-in-chief and our graphic designer, Miss Emily, because she does all of our signature graphics. She designs them all for AWN. And the one that she had was Relative Visit and Think They Hear Thunder, and you have to explain that it's just artillery. And so this Army Wife Life occurrence resonated with many, many of our fans. And so make sure that you check this one and many other of the fantastic graphics that our editor-in-chief, Emily Grace, does on our Facebook page, or follow us on Instagram, and you'll see them every day. So she does a great job. So we're very, very fortunate to have her.
See, and here she is again, and we're talking about her, and she's not even here because she's too busy by her pool at her new house.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I
getting
forgot about
tan.
That.
Yeah.
Just really,
well, we do have some pretty.
Did you see her post today about tanning and leaving her sunglasses on?
Yeah, she said, "I tan really, FYI, I tan really fast, but that's not a good thing when I leave my sunglasses on and go out there with 3 hours of my voice. I'm like, picture it didn't happen." Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Pixar, it didn't happen. Okay, so we have a pretty big announcement here at Army Wife Network. We've got some times are changing, I guess is what I should say. You guys already knew that we were talking about a site redesign and doing some different stuff around here at AWN. And we just want to let you guys know that two of our AWN core team members, Mallory and Kristen, you don't hear Kristen a lot, but I'm sure you'll see her over there on Twitter, if the saddle fits is her handle, and then Mallory at Mallory Mayer. I don't know what I just said, but it wasn't the right one. Was just here last week when she was sharing with Allison. See, Allison, now I said who was here last week since you reminded me. I'm in trouble now. Anyway, Mallory and Kristen are both going to be moving on to a new part of their journey. And so I just want to say thanks to both of them and for all of the service that they've given. I know that Mallory has been with us for a couple of years as a blogger before she came on as the LAS assistant. And, of course, Kristen was chosen as our household six many moons ago, I think 4 years ago, and has been the Loving a Soldier blog manager for that time. So it's never goodbye. It's see you later. We're all going to run in the same circles, and we're going to see all the stuff that they do on their journey. And I just wanted to wish them good luck and let you guys know that they were doing that. So there's our big announcement from AWN. And then we've got the social media roundup. So each week we rotate. We choose Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, Instagram, you name it, we got it. And this week we are talking about AWN core team Mallory's few tips that she outlined about military spouses kind of being on our own. And basically she outlined street smarts for women, and it's a really good post over there. Go take a look at it, lovingasoldier.com/street-smarts-4-women. We'll also put that in Twitter, of course, so you guys have the link to go check it out. But that is our hot topic for the week, what's going on over there. All right, and we've got a PSA tonight too, right, huh?
That's right. Good. Last but not least, it's our public service announcement time. Do you or your business have a military-related PSA? We limit them to one per show, and we ask for them at least 10 days in advance. If you've got one that you think would be of interest, please send it to info@armywifenetwork.com, and we will get it in the rotation for an upcoming show. But tonight we've got members of the U.S. military enjoy specially priced theme park military tickets. Walt Disney World Resort is saluting U.S. military personnel by offering Disney four-day military promotional tickets. The park hopper option is included, so you can come and go as you please through all four theme parks each day of your ticket. There are current and new ticket offers, and for more information, please contact your participating U.S. military-based ticket office, and we will have that link also on our webpage so that you can go and get more information. And so that's it for our PSA. Coming up next after these quick commercial breaks is AWN's News 6 Jen bringing you the need-to-know stories. We'll be right back.
Wounded warrior Dale Beatty is beginning the most important journey of his life.
Swift 1-2's en route with urgent ASAC. Now copy.
From the battlefield to home, home to some very good medicine, his family's love. They'll be staying together at a Fisher House. Fisher House Foundation provides comfortable housing and other services to the families of wounded warriors and veterans while they receive care at military and VA hospitals. Remember those who serve and sacrifice. Make a donation to Fisher House, because a family's love is good medicine.
Attention, Army Wives! Get your hoo-ah on in our Army Wife Network Marketplace.
We've got perfect tees in many colors and sizes. Hats, bags, mugs, and more. Grab a little something for your Army bread, or show your AWN spirit by slapping a sticker on the back of your POV. Visit our shop from our homepage at www.armywifenetwork.com, or find us on Cafe Press, www.cafepress.com/armywifenetwork.
Hoo-ah!
It's time for the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Good evening, Army family. This is your News 6 Jen with all your need-to-know news. In our top story, the Army Career Alumni Program gets a complete overhaul to better help transitioning soldiers. The Army Career Alumni Program, or ACAP, is undergoing major changes to better meet the needs of soldiers through every phase of their enlistment or commission. One of the very first changes is the name of the program itself. ACAP is now known as the Soldier for Life Transition Assistance Program. The new name reflects the Army's desire to make the program more comprehensive. The Soldier for Life program outlined the three components of success as employment, education, and health care. Its four phases, known as Start Strong, Serve Strong, Reintegrate Strong, and Remain Strong, are designed to follow the soldier from their first duty station all the way through their actual separation or retirement. Kaiser Slaughter SFL counselor and military spouse Tamara Bressauer said she supports the move and hopes it will help encourage soldiers to begin planning as early as possible, which she believes is especially important due to the Army's ongoing efforts to downsize the current force. With the downsizing, people who intended to make the military their long-term career are finding themselves in situations where that option has been taken off the table, so it's something that people need to keep in the forefront. In our next story, soldiers and family members wanting to vote in their home of records elections are getting help through the Voting Assistance Program. In 2009, Congress recognized that absent members of the military, their families, and U.S. citizens living abroad faced unique challenges to participating in U.S. elections. Because of this, they amended the Uniform and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act to include the Military and Overseas Voter Empowerment Act on MOVE. Since the adoption of the MOVE Act, the Army has developed a voting assistance officer team to inform communities about the voting process and provide voter materials to eligible voters. This includes material on the voting process, requesting absentee ballots, and mailing the completed ballots. Each installation has an organized VAO team, which consists of a unit VAO for each unit with 25 or more permanently assigned soldiers, and additional VAO for each additional 50 assigned soldiers to that unit. An appointed installation VAO manages the installation voting action plan. Typically, the VAO's team responsibilities have been performed by personnel as an additional duty appointment. However, MCOM recently authorized 48 installations with a full-time installation voting assistance officer. MCOM believes this move will help to heighten the awareness and management of the voting process. In our last story, new changes to the Army Tuition Assistance Program take effect September 5th. Starting September 5th, new rules for tuition assistance will take effect. The new rules state that soldiers will have to repay the money given to them for tuition assistance if they receive below a C- for undergraduate classes or below a B- for graduate-level courses. In addition, the Army will no longer pay fees such as laboratory and course fees. Another change will affect the window in which a soldier can apply for tuition assistance. Under the new rules, students have from 10 days prior to the start of the class up to the first day of the term to request assistance. Soldiers will no longer have until 7 days after the course start date to request TA. Information concerning the changes is being disseminated through command channels. Emails are also being sent to soldiers via the GoArmyEd website. Those are your need-to-know news stories for this week. Stay tuned to the Army Life Network Twitter feed and Facebook page for updates throughout the week. This is your News 6 Jen, signing out.
I have PTSD. Once I was back from Iraq, I was distant from everybody in my family. We had a reunion of our unit, and you'd hear these spouses say, "Is your husband doing that? My husband's doing that too. I thought it was just us." And really understanding that, hey, this is a common experience.
I learned more to listen to what he was saying, and that made it easier for me to understand where his pain was coming from.
Resources are available for military families. Learn more at realwarriors.net.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed the live show or just can't make it? Don't worry. AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website www.armywifenetwork.com or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. I am your host, Tara Crooks.
And I'm your co-host, Paula Swanson. Tonight, we have with us Bob Lauder, CEO of eAgency Mobile Security and chief inventor of My Mobile Watchdog. A military veteran, award-winning inventor, and serial entrepreneur, Bob Lauder founded eAgency Mobile Security, a wireless technology company, in 2001. Bob has developed and launched numerous innovative technology products. Following a request from law enforcement professionals, Bob designed Radar, an app officers use to catch and convict predators who use mobile phones to target children. It has led to hundreds of documented arrests of predators with a 100% conviction rate, though the number is estimated to be over 2,000.
I love that word, serial entrepreneur. I can totally relate. After the successful deployment of Radar, Bob developed a consumer app to help parents protect their children while they use mobile devices. My Mobile Watchdog is the name of this technology and what we're talking about tonight. My Mobile Watchdog was developed as a product for families and their children and includes school programs where eAgency coordinates training with a retired law enforcement officer with experience in this area, and My Mobile Watchdog is provided free to all attendees. The goal is to get enough parents monitoring to create a virtual safety net, and that is what we are going to talk about tonight. Welcome to our show. Bob, are you there?
Tara and Paula, thank you very much for having me. I'm very honored to be here today.
Well, we are excited to talk with you. This is a very hot topic, especially for those of us who've got the little ones who are all mobilized. And you're going to have those grandkids being mobilized here soon, Paula. I know your kids.
Yeah,
your kids are...
you got to remember where their mama learned it from. So
true, that's true. So Bob, let's dig into what you've got for us tonight. First, we like to get to know our guests. You know, we legalize stalking over here at AWN by putting our core team on Instagram. Sorry, that's bad, isn't it? I shouldn't tell you that. Anyway, we do like to know a little bit about you. So if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about you and where you're calling from tonight.
Well, I joined the military when I was 17 years old, and I spent a decade, half of that in Europe, and was in the nuclear weapons branch of the U.S. Army during that time. And I, like many soldiers, I used the GI Bill to get through college and go start a career and became an entrepreneur and relied tremendously upon my military background and experiences to grow businesses, and that's where we are today because of that.
So is that what inspired your passion, or what stemmed, I guess, your passion for technology and safety, or where did that come from?
Well, you know, technology is something that, you know, being in a high-security nuclear weapons division of the military, of course, we were exposed to a lot of technology, and, you know, you work with a lot of smart people because you're in a very, you know, not that other positions in the military aren't as important, but it's highly technical. And so for me, I was a geek from the very beginning, and, you know, I built my first computer. When you couldn't buy one, I built one, and I've just been a geek all along. And the issue regarding children and safety really came to me as a fluke. You know, having my military background, I always maintained some kind of affiliation with either military or law enforcement, and one day I was approached by a detective friend of mine asking me for some help involving a case with an 11-year-old child who exchanged phone numbers with an adult male at a water park, and they needed to get this guy, and they had no way of maintaining the chain of custody of evidence or capturing evidence. And so that's when I began researching and built the product called Radar. And then, of course, you know, it just became a mission. After that, and it's a mission that I'm probably going to have for the rest of my life.
So is that what inspired eAgency?
Well, eAgency was already, we were already developing technology to, we were an early mobile developer long before there were app stores and the iPhone and the Android devices. We had about 5,000 people, salespeople around the country, and we wanted to communicate with them wirelessly and in real time. So we had developed a lot of core stuff, and I think because of my affiliation with law enforcement at the time, we were providing some mobile support. And when this opportunity came up to help with children, you know, eAgency was really kind of at the exact right place at the exact right time, and there were very few other, you know, developers in the country that could support that need. So we just kind of, you know, happened into it.
Gotcha. So let's talk about why this is important. I mean, I ask you here, and I hope I gave you a heads up enough to maybe offer some statistics, but everybody, you know, they go, oh, yeah, OPSEC's important, online safety is important, but are they really doing it, and should they be? Why should they be?
Well, you know, there are a lot of statistics out there, and most of them are published by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, but, you know, three out of every seven children receive unsolicited sexual advances. Sexting, which is the sending of, you know, naked or partially naked photographs child to child, has become an epidemic in school. We now have one in three children have received some kind of sexting photograph of another child or sent one. We have the dangers now of sextortion, where adults and even children are extorting these kinds of photos from other children. And then, you know, the government estimates, the FBI estimates, there's probably 750,000 predators that are online at any time, you know, as of right now. And I think that number is conservative. So children are, with a cell phone, they are connected to millions and millions and millions of strangers, and all a person has to be is anonymous and create any kind of personality they want to attract a child into some kind of a conversation and lure them into one of these challenging situations. So it's really an epidemic in nature. And I think we're probably going to end up talking about some of the arrests we've made. And, you know, our statistics, you know, after thousands of convictions, is that 80% of those people we convict using technology and protocols that have been developed, they have no criminal record of any kind. So,
oh, wow.
You know, if there are, let's say, I think that the statistic is about 500,000 registered sex offenders in the United States, if 80% of the people we convict are not registered sex offenders, how many sex offenders are there, and how big is the threat? We think it's very big.
Well, Bob, how can we as parents and grandparents keep kids safe online and on their cell phones?
Well, you know, I think obviously the most important thing is to be a parent. And a lot of times, you know, some parents say to me, well, I trust my child. I don't think my child would ever do anything like that. And it really isn't a question of whether or not the child or your child is good or bad or smart or dumb. It's that they lack maturity. And I have countless examples of children who wouldn't share with their parents that they were being solicited for sex by an adult for fear that their parents would take their phone. And so parents, first and foremost, they need to sit down with their children, explain the threats, and make sure they have an open communication line, make sure they know, I'm not going to take your phone away, I'm not going to punish you, please come to me with any kind of problems that you have. And then part two is deploy some kind of technology to give you an upper hand on the kind of stuff that's happening. And that's what we try to do with the My Mobile Watchdog app.
I think that's important what you just said. Make sure that you go ahead and set those expectations. I'm all about setting an expectation. So let them know that, you know, this is what's going to happen, but please, you know, or this is what's not going to happen, I guess. Because I do think that, you know, I've got a good kid and all that jazz, but it's not about, it's kind of like when I tell my husband when he leaves on his motorcycle every day, and I'm not worried about how he rides, I'm worried about all the other drivers. You know what I mean? That kind of situation.
That's a good way to approach it. You know, I think that you have to have sort of a contract or an agreement with your child to work together to protect them. And, you know, if they feel that they're going to be threatened or lose their privileges or their rights, their phone, quite often that's enough to clam them up.
I definitely think so. I mean, it would be enough to clam me up, I think, if somebody said, hey, I'm going to take that away if this is the case. What are some ways? I shouldn't have interrupted you, Paula, because I know that you were up next. Anyhow,
okay.
I'll hush and let you go.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I'm going off on a tangent, and I don't want to go there. So go ahead. It's all right.
Well, now you've made me lose my flight.
Well, would you like me just to kind of give you? How about if I give you an idea how it works?
Yeah, okay. I was going to take you off on a tangent, and I thought we'll never get you back, so that's okay.
Yeah.
I apologize.
I was thinking of, I guess you've already kind of answered the question on what the danger is of kids having cell phones and access to the Internet, because there are so many of these predators out there that create these false identities and interact with these kids in order to build trust. And then that's where a lot of this happens. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, and you know, now it used to be children were at risk. Predators had a profile that they had to have a target-rich environment, so they'd be a teacher or they'd be a priest or they'd be an uncle or something, and have a position of authority. Nowadays, all you need is anonymity. Anybody can pretend to be a 16-year-old golf pro. You know, anybody can pretend to be a 16-year-old girl. And so oftentimes it's as simple as sending a text message to a child and saying something as simple as, what's up? And then the 12 to 14-year-old child responds, and next thing you know, they're talking. Next thing you know, there's an inappropriate picture of a girl and then a solicitation for a picture from them. And, you know, we just had a case here in Southern California where we convicted an 18-year-old who was extorting child pornography out of a dozen middle schoolers. So it's just very, very easy today with anonymity and the fact that children have access to the Internet 24/7. So, you know, you have to have some way to, A, educate, and, B, monitor the activity so that you can be there the moment these things start to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, we keep talking about, when you're talking, I'm thinking about cell phones, and I'm thinking, yeah, I mean, everything's just so easy. They can be online all the time, you know, but I don't know a lot of kids that have, you know, computers. When I think of online, I mean, I think sometimes parents just forget that it doesn't even have to be a phone. It can be an iPod. It can be anything. It doesn't even have to be theirs. But if they're given one now, and I will be the first to tell you that, you know, my kids have an iPod and an iPhone. And I know I read a lot of your stuff. It was like, hey, that's not the kind of phone I've read. I'm like, uh-oh, I'm breaking all kinds of rules. Bob's going to have to whip me into shape. But how old do you recommend or that we give these kids their first? I mean, some kids are getting online at 2 and 3, you know? I mean, what do we need to know
before we hand them their first cell phone, and when should we give it to them? Yeah, there's a study out that talks about how much 5-year-olds can do with an iPhone, you know, and an iPad. It's absolutely remarkable. And on the one hand, you don't want to say, I don't want you to have a phone. It's like saying, I don't want you to have a computer. This is vitally important to their growth in a modern society. On the other hand, most parents don't realize that 50% or more of all the applications in the App Store violate their permissions after they are installed, and they steal your child's data, including location data. There are no background checks done on application providers, so you simply don't know who your child's talking to, who they're being exposed to, and who's stealing their data. And so you have to have somewhere, you have to deploy some kind of a firewall, some kind of technology, at least until they're a little bit older. So how young do you give them a phone? You know, that's a parenting question.
Really up to you.
But certainly if you're going to give a child a phone, it needs to be monitored.
Gotcha. And, I mean, you said just a little bit older, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, no, I'm thinking you need to be – I mean, I've got a 13-year-old. I still think that there needs to be – until you're quite a bit older, I guess. Heck, my mom probably needs somebody to monitor her phone. no, seriously, though. Now, you mentioned the apps, Bob. And you're exactly right. Like, there's no – we have an AWN app. Not that there's anything bad on it at all, but, I mean, there's when we put it up there, there was no – they didn't say, hey, let me make sure that Tara Crooks is good. You know what I mean? Let's go through and do it back. All I needed was $100, you know? So is that the danger in some of these? I mean, we heard on the news, like, the apps that all of a sudden the talking – I don't know if that was true or not. It might have been on Snopes, but the Talking Tom started talking and things like that. Where people were pulling information and using cameras to see through the child's phone and such. Stuff like that really happens, right? I mean, that's not just
stuff like that
left.
Really happens, and strangers show up at schools where your kids are, and they get into their social networks. They know who their friends are. I mean, it's actually a very dangerous, very, very dangerous situation, and a lot of parents just don't realize it. And so, you know, there was a flashlight app that got busted by the FTC a couple months ago. After something like 750,000 downloads, it was 100 million downloads, I'm sorry, free app, found out it was stealing everything on the phone, pictures, text messages, location. Just imagine the trove of that kind of information that's being stored and how's it being used. There's no control over it.
Well, how do you know as a parent or as a person? that those things are going to happen.
You don't. We haven't created an environment. It's like, you know, kids can't buy cigarettes and they can't buy Playboy magazines, but they can have a phone. And through that device, they have access to the entire world and all the bad things in it. And we simply have not enacted any kind of laws to protect children on their phone. And we need stricter privacy laws, and we need stricter requirements. I don't think children should be exposed to adult applications and things like that. I just don't think it's a correct move for us as a society and as parents. You know, and that's a battle that, you know, I encourage all the Army moms and dads to get on board with, because we need to change, you know, some political perspective and dialogue on this. It is important for the government to be able to monitor certain kinds of activities, but it shouldn't leave the door open for this kind of criminal conduct and the bad things that do happen out there.
Well, what would you say is the best kind of phone? If you're going to get your kid a smartphone, what's going to be the best kind to get them, whether it's an iPhone or an Android, and why is that?
Well, from a technology perspective, the Android platform is a widely superior from a developer perspective, and our ability to do things like give the parent total control over each and every app the child wants to download, give the parent control over exactly what websites they can visit and can't visit, what time of days they can use or not use their phones. It's a lot of control. On the iPhone platform, unfortunately, we have maybe only 25 to 30% of the control that I think a parent needs to be able to, you know, monitor and protect their child on that device. So my recommendation to parents is get Android. They're also less expensive. There's also a tremendous variety of them. So there's lots of different colors, size, shapes. Kids like the options. And it's significantly less expensive to own. And as a matter of fact, the savings that you would have on purchasing an Android over an iPhone would more than pay for any kind of monitoring service that you would want to put on there. So it just makes a lot of sense to do it that way.
Yeah, he says to the lady who has all iPhones.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go there.
I know, sad girl. I read it. I read when we were reading all about him, and I read all about my mobile watch talk and everything. I was like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, but hey, you know, I mean, this is why we have this kind of stuff on the show. This is where we get our education from. So, Bob, we have to take a really quick break, if you don't mind. But we've got a question over there in the tweet chat. If you guys want to try to answer that at a chance for a Starbucks gift card. And we're going to ask Bob to hang out with us a little bit longer and continue to school us. I'm making notes over here. When we come back, we just got a quick commercial to run, and then we've got a lot more to talk to you about, specifically about how this app works and how we can use My Mobile Watchdog to take care of some of these issues that we just talked about. So will you stay with us for just a few minutes?
I certainly will.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll be right back. Make sure you head over there and answer that question in tweet chat. We'll be right back.
Love where you live. When you move into a Corvius home, you'll find more than just convenient on-post housing at 7 Army installations across the country. You'll also find fun family events, upscale fitness centers, resort-style pools, and more. Our award-winning customer service, 24-hour maintenance, and smiling faces are just waiting to welcome you. Love your next home at CorviusMilitaryLiving.com. That's CorviusMilitaryLiving.com.
My wife Joy and I are working with our son as he packs for 2 weeks at the Philmont Scout Ranch in New Mexico. He will spend a week on trail maintenance and construction, and then a week hiking in the mountains. Philmont has specific requirements to keep the campers safe from the extreme weather, safe from being in unknown territory, and of course, from potentially dangerous wild animals. Joy and I got to thinking about our marriage and what requirements we have identified and would recommend to keep your relationship safe from the dangers that may crop up. We've used some of Philmont's requirements to frame our list. Number 1, a rain suit to keep you dry. We believe that a positive attitude will help you ward off the challenges that culture rains down on you. Number 2, long underwear to keep you warm. We believe that knowing each other's love languages will help you keep warmth and passion in your marriage. Number 3, a backpack. We think that keeping a calendar or planner, a schedule to plan, coordinate, and track the things you need to look forward to in your future, and the things you need to celebrate from the past. Number 4, water bottles in case of thirst. we think that regular dates will help you keep your romance well hydrated. Number 5, a sleeping bag. We know that a lock on your bedroom door will help you have a safe, private, and intimate place to work on your marriage. What would you consider to be requirements for a marriage? Hopefully our list will be helpful to you as you construct, maintain, and hike up your mountain to a healthy, wealthy, and hot marriage. This is Certified Relationship Coach Kevin Decker. Thank you for listening to the Relationship Minute on the Army Wife Network. Find practical resources to help you with all of your relationship problems at GetROR.com. That's GetROR.com.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are here talking with Bob Lauder. He is the CEO of eAgency Mobile Security and the chief inventor of My Mobile Watchdog. Now, before we went to break, we talked all kinds of things with Bob about online safety and kids, and we even talked statistics. I know sometimes it's hard for us to believe that things like this happen. As Corey said in our chat, I'm not sure how you guys do this with kids. I'd just be standing there with a literal shotgun. I was like, well, if only it were that easy, right? But Bob's going to talk to us about the app and how we can employ this service to help us out with some of those things. And, you know, because it is kind of overwhelming, especially if you're a parent who's not as technologically savvy as your teen or child may be. To undertake, you know, how do you watch them 24/7 when they've got the device in their hands and you're not right there? So, Bob, we'll start off with what is My Mobile Watchdog and how does it work?
Essentially, My Mobile Watchdog is some software that you install on your child's phone, and you can do that by going to the website or an app store. You download it onto your child's phone, and it monitors all the activity in real time. So text messages, phone logs, what applications are being downloaded and run, what internet sites are being visited, and who, more importantly, who is in your child's life. So from this application, once it's installed, you register online. The parent can access the child's phone almost like a remote control from anywhere they have access to the internet. As a matter of fact, we do have deployed fathers that actually, when they get internet access, we'll log in and actually monitor their child's activity from time to time. It's quite great to be able to do that. They can also download a parent app and run it on their iPhone or their Android, and they can operate that application from their phone as well. With this application, you decide as a parent what level of privacy and what level of restrictions you're going to put. For example, you can restrict when the phone can be used. You could say no texting after 9 o'clock at night on school nights. You could program that in. You can set it so that every single time your child wants to download an application, it won't run until you approve it. So you get a chance to look at what kind of applications they're downloading. You can also do things like decide that you're going to turn Angry Birds off because they haven't been doing their homework. And the same thing with filtering the internet. You can filter and say, you know, I'm not going to let you go to the internet, or I'm only going to let you go to certain websites and so forth. But even more important than all that, or as important, is knowing exactly who is communicating to your child. And what happens is every time your kid talks to somebody, that number is recorded. And if it's not a number that you've already approved, you get an immediate alert with a copy of the text message or the time, date stamp of the phone log. And you will know the moment a stranger comes into your child's life. And from there, you can sit with your child and identify this person. You can approve it, mark it suspicious, disapprove it. And that way, you know, you don't have a surprise situation where some stranger's come into your kid's life and you didn't know about it until it was too late, or, you know, until some kind of activity happens that, you know, is not good. And it's very simple to use once it's there. The interface is quite intuitive for the parents, and again, you can decide to monitor everything. You can have real-time alerts, or you can just go look at it from time to time. It really depends on you know, how much control and the age of the child, how much control the parents think they need to have.
Okay, well, Bob, that's a really good point there, okay? So how do you determine that level of privacy that is right for your child, okay? I mean, we're talking about, you know, young children, which, of course, a parent is going to be very much into everything that they're doing. But then as that child gets a little bit older and you enter into the teenage years, me personally, and I'm the mother of four young adults, thank goodness they're all over the age of 18, but you know what? Even when they were 16, 17 years old, I was all in their business. So how do you, you know, how do you determine that privacy and what is right and the age?
Well, you brought up some very good points. And, you know, a general guideline, this is, of course, my opinion, because parents, you know, it depends on the parent, it depends on the child. But the most at-risk age group is between 12, the ages of 12 and 14. That if you were to look at a bell curve, that is the top. That is where most of the bad things happen. And that is a critical junction point because children that are below that age usually don't have a problem. You know, say mom says, here's your new phone, here's your first phone, and I'm going to put some software in there to keep you safe. And they don't usually have anything to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
Once
right.
you start getting to that 13, 14, you start to get some pushback. But that is really an area, in my opinion, statistically, and working in these cases with law enforcement, you must pay attention to what is going on.
Once now, Bob,
they get to
like,
15,
do they have
16,
to know that you put this on their phone? Can they
yeah,
see
that,
it?
That was going to be mother. Yeah, that was going to be mother.
What was the question?
About that.
Do they have to know it's on their phone? Can they see it?
Yes, they do, and that's a requirement by us. That's been a requirement by us from day one. We do not ever want to participate in spying. The difference between spying and monitoring is monitoring without the other person's knowledge, and we think that that is not good. We think that's not good, and we don't support that in our application. Now, in a law enforcement environment, we do spy, you know, on the perpetrators, obviously, but we do not spy on children, and we don't facilitate that.
What kind of I'm just curious as a parent, like if not that, I don't know, I have a hard time with that, but on both sides, because if she did know it was on there, you know, felt like someone was watching you the whole time, doesn't know it's on there, you know, but what kind of feedback have you gotten from parents on that? Do they want it left like that, and how do they,
you know,
that's a 13-year-old's going to not be fun.
Believe it or not, most parents, when we talk them through that, they agree with us, and it requires you to have a conversation, it requires you to disclose, because if you're spying, then there's this breach of trust. And when the child finds out, and they will, now you have this. You have the flip side of that is, well, I'm going to hide stuff from you. And I try to tell parents this all the time. There are so many other things that we have to worry about. The one thing you don't want to have happen is you don't want the case of the 12-year-old child that we had didn't tell his mother that some man was trying to solicit sex from him because he was afraid that she was going to take a cell phone. And so I just can't, you know, emphasize that enough, that you have to have open communication about what you're doing. Now, one of the things you can also tell your kids is, look, just tell your friends, your parents monitor your phone. And that's how you can get out of being involved in the peer pressure of receiving and passing along sexting and cyberbullying and all these other things that are happening through peer pressure. So in some ways, it really does help kids. But once they get to like 15, 16, you know, usually they're sort of at the point, if you've done your job as a parent or you haven't, right? They start to develop some responsible, you know, methods of dealing with things, and it's a little bit easier to trust them to make the right decisions.
Allison says, she's one of our core team members, and she says, dude, spy, talk, whatever works. But the point is that, yeah, you're right. I mean, in the end, it's better to keep them safe, and you kind of do give them that perfect excuse is the word I like to use, but that perfect excuse for not participating in those things that some of their friends might be. So I can totally see that point. It's just, whew, that's going to be an interesting conversation. I'm putting this on your phone. Wonder how that's going to go over. But, you know, I guess it beats the opposite. So you have to think about the bigger picture.
You can also say, you know, I'm putting this on your phone, but I'm not going to look at everything. You know, it's there if it's needed. And, you know, quite often, and, you know, that works out very well as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. So how much is my mobile watch, like how much does it run?
Well, I've got some good news for you. Well, normally we charge it's $495 for a family up to five children. That's a month, so you can pretty much monitor all the kids in the family. But we are going to give you guys a marketing code for your show, and we're going to give all your listeners My Little Watchdog free for 6 months. And
we're going to have you guys
call back when you get a chance. We'll make that connection and make sure you have that. But we would love to do that to give back to our military families and see what we can do to be part of creating a good, safe environment for our military families' kids.
Well, Bob, my husband's over here with the iPhone listening, and he's got he's pointing to me, promo code optional, as I'm writing down. This is what Bob's doing. So he's already got it installed, apparently, on his phone and is looking through things, so we'll have to get with you. Is that for all the listeners, or are you doing that for the team? What was your plan on that?
It's for all your listeners. I'm sure you're going to post it on your website or wherever you communicate that to. We'll probably run that for, you know, maybe we'll talk to you about it 30 or 60 days, and anybody that can get there and get their code, they'll be able to install it, and we'll provide a special line for them to call and get some support if they have questions and stuff like that.
Well, sure. Let us know as soon as possible.
Wow.
We'll get that out
via
our Twitter, which is, you know, they're obviously having a chat and doing a lot of tagging of you guys over there, so the sooner you get it to us, the better we can put it out that way. Okay, so let's see. To download My Mobile Watchdog, obviously, depending on the phone, you're going to go to the App Store or the wherever it is that you download your apps. There's information about it online. I know I read through all that. Anything else that I need to know there?
If they go to My Mobile, anybody can just go to mymobilewatchdog.com, and all the instructions are there. You can actually download directly from the website, and no matter what kind of phone you have, it'll take you through the process. There's a wizard there, and we can get them up and running.
So you put the app on everybody's phone then?
You put it on your kid's phone, and then there's a separate app in the App Store, a free app for the parent called the My Mobile Watchdog Parent app that's optional if you don't want to, you know, access it just through a browser and you want to really have an app to do the parenting thing. So,
So do they show up separately
phone.
In the App Store then?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Okay, so there's two separate apps. I'm looking at him. Okay. one for parent and one for kids. Okay, so get everybody on there.
Yeah, tell your husband not to put the child app. Tell your husband not to put the child app on his phone, and you'll be monitoring him.
Cool. He said, go ahead and put the child app on your phone, and I can monitor you. That face was priceless. I wish this was a video chat. Okay. All right, guys, so find out more about My Mobile Watchdog by visiting Bob and his team at mymobilewatchdog.com, over at Facebook, My Mobile Watchdog, or on Twitter, MM Watchdog. We are very thankful for you coming tonight and teaching us all about this. Sometimes life can life gets busy, those important things get missed, and these are things that we don't want to think could happen, but protecting ourselves is always very important. So that's good stuff that you shared with us this evening.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Great show.
All right.
Thanks
well,
so
email
much,
us
Bob.
As soon as you can, and we'll get that info out to our listeners for you.
Okay, we will. Thank you.
All right. Thanks again. Next week, guys, August 4th, 2014, on the show, we've got Janet and Paula up next week, and we're featuring Cameron Futral, I hope I say that right, Futral, one of the heroes behind Nat Geo's Inside Combat Rescue. If you guys followed along over at AWN, you'll know that Janet got to go inside all of that and really dig deep and see some behind-the-scenes stuff. It was really cool. So she's very excited about being here with Paula and hosting that show, so you're not going to want to miss that.
Nope, not at all. But in the meantime, you can join us on armywifenetwork.com. You can follow us on any of our social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest. Catch up with one of the many bloggers sharing the journey at lovingasoldier.com. Don't forget we've got Instagram as well. All kinds of things to keep you connected.
Always, always. Okay, guys, it's really interactive over here at Army Wife Network. That's why we say interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. And, of course, this is your AWN Core team. And we're signing out for the evening. Have a great week.
Good night.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.